Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of our Wise conversations brought to you by our friends at Wise Markets. We appreciate their sponsorship. And on Sunday, the Crab Cake Tour goes for the $6 signature crab cake. I'll be out at the Fullerton store around 11 o'clock, but around 12:30, I'm out of there. Back home, I'll be watching football. And it's all about the Chiefs and the Ravens. Sunday night, Al Michaels will be here. Chris Collinsworth will be here. Danny Welniak from KCTV5 in Kansas City wishes she were here for all the Costas crab cakes and stuff that we're going to be having with Johnny O on Friday. But alas, no barbecue for me, no crabs for you, but an interesting football game. Danny, welcome back. It's always good to have you on. And every time I have you on, Patrick Mahomes has done something new and made more money and shown himself to be super cool.
I mean, that's kind of what he does here in Kansas City. It's his MO. Like, the minute that you think that you're just going to be bored and, oh, you know, this is normal, he does something else extraordinary and crazy. And right now, you know, we're talking about all these memes here in Kansas City where, you know, he just throws the ball up and Tyreek Hill's down there somewhere. Or Travis Kelce says, you know, I'm just going to make some stuff up and I'm going to run my own routes and Patrick will find me. So it's been a lot of fun and we're only 1 week into the regular season. So I'm really excited to see what they can do moving forward. But this matchup with Baltimore is really, really exciting. And there's a lot of us here in Kansas City who have, you know, had this one circled, had this one highlighted since the schedule came out.
Danny, we're 0-1. Do you know how that feels? Do you know how that feels all week to be 0-1 this short 6 days with the Chiefs coming in here? I mean, there's grave concern, right? I mean, the Chiefs are the better team on paper. Obviously, the Ravens have had a lot of injuries. I'm sure you got a chance to watch the Ravens a little bit on Monday night, but let's talk about the Chiefs. I went out to Cleveland, found some friends there this week just to give me a little – we don't play them until December. So, you know, this whole Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh triangle that we have, we don't see any of them for like 2 months. So we're trying to get healthy, trying to figure out who our running backs are. Give me a little Chiefs primer because it was not as easy as, you know, just beating the Cleveland Browns like it used to be. The Browns appointed themselves well on Sunday too.
The Browns were very, very good and definitely proved that they are going to be a tough team to contend with in the AFC. And Patrick Mahomes even said after the game that he believes, you know, they're going to be a playoff team and they're going to see them probably for years to come, which the same is probably true of the Ravens. So that's why these matchups are so much fun. And it's crazy that the Chiefs have both of these teams right out of the gate. And I think the primer for you guys coming out of week one is that the Chiefs defense did not look good at all during the first half against the Browns. And a big part of that was because safety Tyrann Mathieu was out, defensive lineman Frank Clark also out. Andy Reid said they were kind of on the verge of coming back, but didn't want to take the chance. So they will be back in week two. So the defense will be much better, even though we did see Chris Jones absolutely take over the second half defensively and put a lot more pressure on Baker Mayfield. Browns are going to Browns, and I know you guys know that. I mean, they basically shot themselves in the foot, even though here we have given the Arrowhead faithful a lot of credit for shaking up their punter and causing him to fumble the ball and, you know, give the Chiefs two touchdowns in the span of 3 minutes and like 2 seconds, I think. So this offense is incredibly explosive. You guys already know that as well. So they have the ability to come back from any deficit. Mahomes is going to do what he does best. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, they had some of the best games of their careers in week one. And so here we go again, you know, just another historic season that we're looking forward to and another Mahomes-Jackson matchup in Baltimore that hopefully can live up to the hype and the expectation. However, the run defense for the Chiefs, still not very good. So that might be a problem come Sunday night in Baltimore.
Well, I mean, the Ravens have played them well. Lamar has moved the ball last year notwithstanding, and I think the Ravens were a diminished team last year. I think part of the offseason was going out and drafting wide receivers and bringing in offensive linemen and thinking that it was going to be better than it was. These injuries the last couple of weeks, been a bit of a morale killer as much as anything else. Eric DaCosta signed 3 running backs in 5 hours. 3.5 days before the football game. I didn't even know if Latavius had an O in it or not when I was tweeting it out. I'm like, they probably don't even know his name, right? But for the Ravens to win this football game, this is going to be about making it a fast football game, running the ball, keeping the ball away from Mahomes, doing all of those things that every team says they're going to do. And then Mahomes comes in, goes into the phone booth, and, you know, out comes Superman, usually, right? And I think we all have a concern about that. seeing him play in person, I've been out there for the game stuff. Here in Baltimore, it's been like he's been this ghost Jedi guy doing stuff on television. Last year they come in, nobody at the game. I'll tell you, being in Vegas the other night with people, it's just nice. If you feel human again, to be in a stadium where there are people. And I know, as disappointed as the Ravens fans are, just getting out there and harassing him, right? Like having a chance to be a factor on second and third down and making some noise, that, you know, that's one thing we haven't had a chance to do, is hate on some Patrick Mahomes here in person, you know?
Well, and last year the Chiefs were undefeated on the road, and a lot of the matchups were without fans in the stands. And so the Chiefs were one of the very few teams that actually allowed some kind of limited capacity. And so they had that feel, but it wasn't quite the same. And then going into the quote unquote hostile environments that were, there were no fans, they didn't really have to worry about that. And so Mahomes is getting more intelligent. He's getting better when it comes to coming up to the line and making his checks and reading defenses. And so I think last year was great for him because he could yell out whatever he wanted. He could say whatever he wanted coming up to the line, and there was no fan noise to mess with that on the road. So I think that will make a little bit of a difference. But I also think that the team just relishes in that adversity, and they're not necessarily like a young group of guys. They're reaching their prime. They're pretty much in their prime right now. And so I think that that's just something that fuels them. And so being on the road, being in prime time, they're very good when it comes to playing under the lights. And so getting this opportunity, I think they're more than ready for it. And there's something about, I don't know what it is, but every time that the Chiefs play the Ravens, and you and I have had this conversation multiple times, because that Andy Reid just knows how to stop running quarterbacks. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his background with them. Maybe it's having coached them and some of the best of them at that fact. And it's just so interesting to see how one of the best teams in the AFC sometimes has a hard time with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I always love this matchup. I always look forward to it, and I think it's going to be fun.
I think it burns at John even more that, you know, Andy was the boss and he can't get the better of him at this point. Danny Welniak here. She does things at Kansas City, a KCTV. Danny, you can follow her on Twitter. She is covering all things sports out there. Yeah, red on purpose today, or is that by accident, that Chiefs thing? I'm just wondering.
I have a lot of red in my closet. I joke with people that there's a bunch of red, a little bit of blue for the Royals, and then I have, like, you know, just a smattering of like yellow and green, and those don't get worn very often. But you can go anywhere here in Kansas City and somebody's going to be wearing red. There's red everywhere. And so I'm usually safe on air going with red. It's kind of a power color too. However, I think it's been really fun here in Kansas City over the course of the last decade that it's gone from everybody in Kansas City wearing blue because the Royals came off of their World Series wins.
I remember that. I was there
and
for
now
that. I saw the taillights.
So
I was there for all that. That was it was two great games out there in Kansas City in a 7-game series, you know. So I appreciate that reminder. Speaking of that, you know, as we speak, the Orioles are playing the Yankees. There's nobody there. They have a guy named Nestor pitching for the Yankees. There's never been a Nestor in 53 years of sports in this country. But we got a Nestor, and he's a Yankee, and he's left-handed, and the Orioles gave him away. But nonetheless, the baseball thing for you, I mean, I got to know so many people. I mean, I've known Jeff Montgomery and Brian McCray's coming on this week and all those guys, you know, back when they were players and back when we were all young and the same age and covering them. I got younger. But they, you know, that city became electric for baseball. Now this football thing, and I talked to some folks out there this week just about the level of expectation. I mean, Lamar's won nothing here, right? And there's a feeling he can do no wrong to some degree because he's so exciting to watch. But you're wondering, can you win a championship? I think at Kansas City, this is for Mahomes, the pressure on him, not just with the contract, just the kind of cat he seems to be, that he's watching Brady do this and thinking, I can win 5 or 6. I mean, I got one. I almost had one last year. You know, I'm here. I'm in a good system. I'm in a good place. I got a contract. They're always going to be able to bring players here. I think the level of expectation there is like off the charts, like Chicago Bulls prime time. I mean, even the Patriots didn't have that kind of expectation on Brady because he was a 6-round draft pick and he was sort of always that guy. But I think in Kansas City, I feel like you guys are, you know, going to be the playoffs 8 of the next 10 years. There's, you know, I'm going to be eating barbecue in January, whether I want to or not, dealing with some weather out there. I feel like this is the beginning of a long arc. And I think if I were a Chiefs fan, I would certainly feel that way about the circumstance.
Well, and that's also been kind of given to us and force-fed to us from the Chiefs, because there is that expectation that this is their window. Like, Patrick Mahomes negotiated this contract, this $500 million contract, to be incredibly team-friendly up front for the first 2 to 3 years. And then after that is when all of that money starts kicking in. So that's when the big decisions are going to have to be made. Who's going to stay? Who can you pay? Now, they've been paying guys right and left, it feels like, from Frank Clark to Chris Jones to obviously Mahomes. You're working on Tyrann Mathieu right now. So at what point does that not become a possibility? Will you not be able to bring a Tyreek Hill back or a Travis Kelce back or sign them long term? So right now, I think they see this window of the next 3-4 years being that prime opportunity to have this whole group together of really special people, really special guys to win Super Bowls. And Travis Kelce even said it last Wednesday. He came into the press conference and someone said, "Hey, if you're not holding the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year, is it a failure?" And he said, "Absolutely. We believe that it is winning the Super Bowl or bust." And he explained that every year he's been in the NFL, it's been a failure, except for that one year that they were able to say that they want a ring. And so I think that that is just the mentality that exudes in that locker room, is that it is Lombardi or bust for these guys, especially during this window. And you would hope that it can last, you know, the next decade plus, because Mahomes is going to be here for the next 12 years. But you can't completely rely on just one player, as we've seen in the past. If the defense is terrible, Mahomes can't lead you all the way to a Super Bowl. So he's got to have the pieces around him to help him out and make sure that they can be successful, whomever they're playing. As other teams like the Ravens are trying to get up and are eventually going to get there, you'd think.
Interesting little sidelight's going to be this Orlando Brown situation, you know, sort of the offseason giveaway, and, you know, you make your competitors better, and we'll see. I mean, and certainly the Chiefs are getting the Ravens at a great time to come in here, and it's an interesting football game because so much at stake for the Ravens, and I don't know that I felt this sort of pressure around the organization in a while to not wake up 0-2 and staring down winnable games, but going to Detroit and going to Denver. They have two road games after this. Really, really crucial game. Danny, I always appreciate the visits. I appreciate you making a little time. I'll get you on a baseball season. They keep telling me 3-4 years from now, any day now, they're going to turn the corner and stop losing 100 games. But we all know the hardest thing in the world to do is stop losing. So,
guys are in the same position as we are. So maybe we can have, you know, we'll be at the top for football
season. We are not in the same position, as I hold up my Wise ice cream scooper. You had a parade. I saw it. People were parking the cars in Omaha. I saw the parade. So, I have parade envy. What can I say? We've had two here. You know, they've been good ones.
Yeah. It's 2015 was a beautiful time. 2014 when they made it to the World Series. But now they're kind of resting on their laurels. I guess a lot of fans around here would, you know, they'd take that ring for sure.
Yeah, it's been a long time, right? I mean, like with the Ravens winning, I did the math. It's like 8-9 years. And I'm like, how can that be?
I know it flew, but I mean, now you've got multiple 100 loss seasons for the Royals here. And you're just kind of like, well, remember when we won the 2015 World Series? So we still relish in it. And now that we have the Chiefs who've just won a Super Bowl too and keep going back, it kind of is like this perfect progression for Kansas City fans.
Trust me, if Mahomes was a Raven right now, the Orioles would be barring him to pitch 5 innings tonight, or his father or his mother, so, and his cousin, and anybody at this point can pitch for them. Danny Walniak, she does sports at KCTV5 in Kansas City on the Missouri and the Kansas side, for those of you out there who like the ex-president. You can find her out at KCTV Danny on Twitter, and you can find me at Baltimore Positive. Always great to visit with you. Sorry you're not coming in for crab cakes, but I'll make sure next time you're in, you don't get a tourist crab cake. We'll get you to Costas. We'll get you to Fadley, someplace legitimate. And Jack Stack, start warming that cheesy corn up for the second week of the playoffs in January. I'll be coming in for that, all right?
Deal. Let's do it. We'll swap the crab cakes for the barbecue.
Lamar willing. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.